This goes to Matthew Flegel, FLEGELPAC, fax 989-828-6835, and Dr. Alkeek, ALKIEK, fax 989-466-3643, regarding Jack Maxon, M-A-X-O-N, like November, date of birth 12/10/1945. Dear Matthew and Dr. Alkeek, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Maxon with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, bilaterally small kidneys, and hypertension. His last visit was November 20th of last year. Since his last visit, he was hospitalized in Midland Hospital from 10/18/24 through 10/28 for a large ascending aortic aneurysm requiring repair that did not rupture and aortic valve replacement with a bovine valve. He had had a history of a coronary artery bypass surgery in 2018 with three valves replaced also. He actually did quite well following surgery. He does report that they increased the rate of his pacemaker to 80, and then that has helped keep him in a sinus rhythm and prevents the paroxysmal atrial fibrillation episodes. Since that last visit, he had to decrease the Eliquis from 5 milligram twice a day to 2.5 milligram twice a day due to having hematuria, and that resolved after the decrease was effected. He's also on a low-dose aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Now he's on Flomax, 0.4 milligram daily, and he does see a urologist in Saginaw and will probably need a procedure to help shrink the size of the prostate soon. He's also on Lipitor, 40 milligram daily. Carvedilol has been decreased from 12.5 milligram twice a day to 6.25 milligram twice a day. Isosorbide was stopped, and he's still on allopurinol, 300 milligram daily. Currently, he's feeling well. He's got a 10-pound weight restriction, but he is allowed to drive at this time, and he's trying not to do too much to cause any injury to the recent sternotomy incision. No shortness of breath with exertion, no palpitations or chest pain, no abdominal pain, no flank pain, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no peripheral edema. Physical exam, or didn't we just do that? No, physical exam. Weight is 160 pounds, and that's a 15-pound decrease since his last visit. Pulse is 80 and regular. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 122 over 66. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular now in a rate of 80, probably 100% paced. Abdomen soft and non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 11/19/2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.33 with estimated GFR of 55. Sodium 140, potassium 4, CO2 25, calcium 9, albumin 3.5. Liver enzymes are normal. Glucose was 139. Hemoglobin is 10.6, normal white count, and normal platelets. The patient did have a intraoperative transesophageal echocardiogram done while he was in the hospital, and that did reveal a patent foramen ovale, and the ejection fraction was about 40, plus or minus 5%. The aortic valve had severe stenosis and moderate regurgitation. The mitral valve was thickened without stenosis and mild to moderate regurgitation. Tricuspid valve had moderate regurgitation. And a mildly dilated non-hypertrophied right ventricle with depressed, mildly depressed systolic function was also noted. And also the left ventricle had mildly depressed systolic function. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, despite the recent open heart surgery with aortic valve replacement and aorta repair of the descending aorta. Two, hypertension is well controlled. Three, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation that's improved with the increased rate on the pacemaker. Four, bilaterally small kidneys. We will have the patient get lab studies done every 3 months due to the recent open heart surgery, and he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.